So now, giving yourselves a chance to settle in for practice at home. You may care to be sitting upright, or you may need to lie down or recline or stand up. Whatever helps you to get settled and start to find some ease in the body. You might find it helpful to close your eyes. Doing what you can to cultivate attitudes of kindness, along with curiosity. And giving yourself a few minutes to scan through your body. Pardon me. To scan through your body and just notice wherever you've got any kind of holding, bracing, tensing. And seeing if just by bringing that friendly awareness into the body, perhaps scanning through, there might be a little letting go, a little softening. So, for example, as you can hear right now, my throat's a little tight. And so I just bring awareness into that. Get quiet, get kind, there's no forcing of how it should be, but rather a gentle opening to how it is. In these troubling times, dealing with COVID-19, having a lot of stress in the body, sensations of anxiety are very natural, very human. You might care to be very systematic about this by starting, say, at your face and head, and going through into the neck and throat. And down into the shoulders and down to the fingertips. And feeling into the torso when you're ready. letting it all be here, letting it all be welcome. And then down through the legs to the toes, opening to whatever you should experience, and softening, softening. Letting it be okay. It might be a little unpleasant, but let it be okay. Knowing whatever is in the midst of arising is also in the midst of passing. And as you feel ready, beginning to notice breathing, and just notice it however it is. During times of stress and anxiety, the breathing can be quite irregular and tight and shallow, and we can also get really caught up in trying to control it. Can we let all of this be okay? It's just all part of our human conditioning, responses to challenging times. As you breathe and are aware of breathing, see if you can, without forcing it, gently lengthen the exhale. See if you can let your awareness travel all the way down to the bottom of the exhale. Take a bit of time, primarily focusing on the exhale. Letting it do its thing, which is relaxing, releasing, relieving, stimulating our relaxation response. And if for a short while you want to exaggerate the exhale, so that you can connect with it, by all means do so. And then you'll notice you'll be able to start to settle. You may find it helpful too, with each exhale, to feel down through the body, down through your bottom on your cushion or chair bench, down to your toes, through your hands on your lap. Feeling how gravity, The earth is gently holding us all. And as you focus on breathing out, if any areas of tension start to show up again, and they may still be there from the earlier part of our practice, see if you can just bring a little softening, releasing into those regions, like the face, the shoulders, the back of the neck. Always coming back to the breath as the attention wanders, respecting how natural it is for our attention to wander into all of our worries and concerns. And again, as you feel ready, letting the attention begin to shift to the in-breath. So go all the way down to the bottom of the exhale, and then feel the uplift through the in-breath. Focusing for a little while on the in-breath and how it lifts us up to the sky, to the world, to a sense of spaciousness. Letting the breath and the sense of sitting here be a place to come home to in the midst of all of our concerns. And as you focus on the in-breath, you might find it helpful as you feel that upward surge from the in-breath to smile into that. Smiling in with the corners of the lips and the eyes up through the top of the head. Almost as if we're smiling into a gesture of thanks for this breath, this free air we all share. And when you feel ready, just sensing breathing in and breathing out all together. Breathing down through the out-breath, down to the ground, and up. That was the out-breath rather, and up to the sky. Spaciousness with the in-breath and perhaps smiling into it. And if at any point, again, you notice tension in the body, see if you can soften that. It's natural. It's just nature rolling on. And if it helps you, perhaps adding a little added note to the breathing. Breathing in, I calm the mind. And breathing out, I calm the body. Calming the mind, calming the body. Calm, calm. As I breathe in, calming the mind, mind-heart. As I breathe out, calming the body. Calm, calm. And if it's helpful for you, giving yourself a little soothing touch at any point, hand to the heart, cheek, forehead, belly, or sitting strong and tall, supportive. What do you need to settle even more? And see too if with that gesture of supportive, soothing touch, you might really release and soften a little more through the body, through the breath. Bringing some loving kindness, some compassion to ourselves through the soothing, supportive touch. And some phrases, letting a sense of breath and body stabilize us in the background. You might open to your own phrases or just silently repeat the ones that I'll offer. Whatever feels helpful. Now more than ever, may we all be safe. May each and every one of us here today, listening online and across the world, be safe. May we all be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we be safe. Trying on repeating that silently to yourself and really feel yourself grounded through the exhale. Down to your toes, safe. Sensing a wishing of safety, not just for oneself and one's family and closest connections, but outwards. To all those who are working on our behalf to help us be safe, from healthcare workers to politicians to garbage collectors, police, hydro, all of these essential services carrying on for us, keeping us safe. May they too be safe. Wishing too for all of those who are ill and for those who are frightened that they're ill. May we all be safe here close to home and across the planet. May we all be safe. And may we all have some sense of peace. Peace of the breath, of this sitting here for ourselves, our loved ones, and outwards across the planet. Peace. May we all be peaceful. Peaceful. May we all be healthy, ourselves, our loved ones, this community, and outwards, and again, across the planet. May we all be healthy, healthy and strong in our virus, our bodies to meet this virus. May we all be as healthy as we can, healthy. And may we all live with ease. May we all find some ease. May we all find some still point within ourselves that we can radiate outwards to others. May we all live with ease. Ourselves, loved ones, and outwards to all beings. And taking a few more moments with phrases, and then just coming back into a felt sense of body sitting and being breathed, and checking in with yourself, the effects of this practice, letting it be however it is, knowing whatever your experience is, this is time wisely and compassionately spent. And as we finish up, I'm going to read you a poem that's been circulating on the internet. It was written this week by, I think, an American poet, not sure, but her name's Lynn Ungar, and she calls it Pandemic. What have you thought of it as the Jews consider the Sabbath the most sacred of times? Cease from travel. Cease from buying and selling. Give up, just for now, on trying to make the world different than it is. Sing, pray, touch only those to whom you commit your life. Center down. And when your body has become still, reach out with your heart. Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You could hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely that has become clear. Do not reach out your hands. Reach out your heart. Reach out your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Promise this world you love, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, so long as we shall live. So may it be so.